Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Acquire Podcast from the Audphonic Podcast Network, and I'm Jenny Wright. This is the podcast that delves deep into the world of list building and online events, and it's designed to empower entrepreneurs and marketers with the knowledge and strategies to master these essential business growth tactics. Today's episode, we are welcoming back Katie Brinkley, who was with us on episode 6 and who's going to be with us for future episodes, I'm sure. Katie, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, bonjour. Thank you so much for having me.
We were offline, we were talking in a couple different languages. So, you know, we were doing German, we were doing French, maybe we'll go to Spanish. So it's going to be good. So you are amazing. You are a social media marketing guru. You help people grow their businesses with social media. You're also now venturing into supporting people with their podcasts. You're an author of The Social Shift. Congratulations. I'm so excited about this. And I'm, you know, at the time that we're recording this, I'm about to meet you in person in a couple of days. And I can't wait. One for the biggest hug in the world. I mean, I think I'm taller than you, so I might actually like pick you up and like spin you around just for giggles. But then I really want you to sign my book.
I am surprisingly short. I will give you that heads up. People are surprised.
How tall are you?
I am 5'3" on a good day.
5'9½" over here.
What? Yeah, so you are taller than me.
Oh my God, I did not know. I would have put you at like 5'7".
That, you know, thank you. A lot of people think that about my height, but I just have a larger, I just present myself bigger than I am.
You have a good presence.
Yeah. I'm little. I'm only 5'3".
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, you know what? That's going to be good. Okay. So definitely we'll be doing the pick up and twirl, right? That'll be a thing. But no, I'm actually really excited to meet you in person because this has been a friendship for a number of years. We've, you know, been collaborating for a really long time, which is great. You've been helping show me how to manage my social and you've helped me grow it by leaps and bounds. I've supported your business and like, you know, webinars and launches and summits and things like that. So meeting you in person is going to be great.
I still have people asking me on the summit. And, you know, for anyone that's thinking, and I know that this isn't the topic for today's conversation, but if anyone is thinking about potentially doing a virtual summit, this, as far as growing my list, it was phenomenal for growing my email list, but two, the networking opportunities that happened between me and the other speakers was phenomenal. Three, it allowed me opportunities to speak at in-person events. And then four, I got leads out of it. I made money off of it. Yeah. Doing the virtual event, it was a ton of work. And you gave me a heads up when I said, I think I was going to have 42 speakers. Like, that's big, Katie. That's a lot of sessions. It was a big goal, but I definitely could not have done it without you. And it's really helpful if you decide to do a virtual event to have somebody that's been there and done it before and can, as I said, I called you the puppet master. You were, I was on stage, but you were the one directing me and moving me and telling me what to do. And I still have people asking me about that event and they're bummed that they missed it. So I probably will do another Social Profit Lab, but I could not have done it without you. So
we're totally doing another. It was like, you were the ideal client. It was like, do you do this? You know, I ask you to do whatever it was and you're like, done. Okay, great. Social Profit Lab was such a fun summit. And actually I get clients asking me about it. I've actually gotten business. I've closed probably about 4 really big name clients as a result of your summit, because people are like, Katie, who's doing this? You would tell people I was the puppet master. And then those people wanted to work with me.
Can we change your LinkedIn title to
Puppet Master?
The Virtual Summit Puppet Master?
Sure. As long as, you know, as long as you change your title to the, what was it? The Yo-Yo Master, right?
Yeah. So for those listening to the podcast, somebody asked me, Deidre, she asked me, is there a fun fact about you? And I was like, well, pretty darn good with the yo-yo. And she didn't think I was serious, but I really am. I'm pretty darn good with the yo-yo. It was something, I'm an only child. It was something that I did in my spare time.
Only children are really good at magic and things like that. Just it's like a thing.
I would also host radio shows in my room by myself, recording myself talking into a microphone. I would do all the commercials. Oh yeah, like I was really cool growing up. I don't.
That's a really good sense of imagination, though. That's really cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Some
I mean,
kids
like,
need
it's the
that, you
passion
know.
behind podcasting.
Yeah, started at a young age. Meanwhile, what was I doing? I was making Barbie clothes.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I was always playing with my. I was one of those people who played with Barbies until like later. Like I probably stopped playing with Barbies when I was about 11. But
That's not later. Like my kids still put like
I love
mine are
Barbies.
9 and 6, but I mean like the Barbies and LOL dolls are like key fixtures in our
Sure.
house.
Yeah, but your kids are young. Okay. All things aside, well, I'm really excited. We're meeting at and Deirdre's running this event, so it's Capshovians Live, and it's at the time we're recording this, it's like happening in a couple of days, which we're all excited about. I'm nervous as I'll get out. I'll be fine once it's over. Once I've gotten off stage, I've given my presentation, but until that point, I will be nervous. I can't help it. But what I want to talk about is I want to talk about what's going on with social media right now. I feel like there's a lot of people, because it's still a sort of brand new year thing, where people are like, hey, brand new tactic, try this for social media. It's going to be revolutionary. It's going to change everything. And I have a feeling that you're kind of maybe going, not really. Or maybe you're rolling your eyes a little bit at these, like, brand new year, brand new thing. Like, tell me what you're thinking for 2024 with social.
I feel like more postings, more, you know, 30 days of going live, you know, 30 days of real challenges. That's tired. That's so 2022. I know. Don't I sound like all the kids these days? No, you don't need to post so much. And I know that so many people are probably saying like, oh, well, you should be doing this and you should do that. And I really want people, as this new year kicks off, to really, honestly, if you need to step away from social media for a month, and as you figure out your strategy, that is going to be the thing that moves the needle.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know what the strategy is for your audience on social media. Who are you talking to? Jenny, your posts with all the pictures of you, your audience really likes to see you. They love hearing your personal stories, how you overcame things. For me, people really like it when I go on long tangents and
no
have a really long caption. Those posts are knocking it out of the park.
They blow it up
so
completely.
What works for you is very different than what works for me, which is very different than my client, Kim, where people love her reels.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really take a step back, look at what's working, what platforms are working, and who you're creating the content for. Because if you're creating it for yourself, it's not going to move the needle for your business. It's just not. You have to really step aside and say, okay, on LinkedIn, I'm creating this post for Eric. He is a C-suite business owner that has a team of at least 10. This post is for him. On Instagram, this post is for the solopreneur female that still trying to juggle a family at home. So know who it is that you're talking to and who the post is for. So I think that in 2024, honestly, I scroll right on past the use this trending audio if you want to go viral. Scroll right on by those challenges or the, hey, you can use AI now to, you know, deep fake yourself and create all these videos. Scroll right on past that and take the time to sit down and think about, who am I talking to? And what is the goal behind this effort that I'm putting out there?
I agree. I think a lot of people are just...
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Right? So look, there was one of your long tangents. We'll give you the transcript for this and then you can go and use this for social, because you just did another long tangent. Oh my God, I love it. You know, when it comes to what I am talking about with social this year, because I'm not the social expert, you are, but it's part of my job to include social media as part of what I'm doing. Like, I have to talk about it. I have to include it. It's definitely part of the, you know, sort of the curriculum per se. And what I'm telling people is post with intentionality. And what I'm hearing a lot of people, actually, funny enough, I just got a proposal from somebody who wanted to take over the social for something that I'm doing. And their whole thing was post every day, get every quarter, do a full day of filming, get X amount of videos, right? And then spend the first Monday of every month figuring out everything or creating all your posts and post every single day. I was like, really? And you know what they were going to charge? They were going to try and charge, I think it was like six, I don't know, like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I get it, because you're posting every day. That would require a lot of work. However, I don't think, like, I mean, what works for some people, great. If you want to post every day, go ahead and post every day. I guess I'm not knocking it. Now it's my TED Talk. Thank you. But I don't know. Like, what do you say to that? So, like,
you know, it all depends. It all depends on your capacity that you can remain committed to and consistently with. The three C's right there. Mm-hmm. Capacity, consistent, committed. What is your capacity as a business owner? Because I know, so for me, I'm on my soapbox here telling people to not post so much on social media. And really the whole basis behind it is to post with intention and know who your posts are for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very different if you have an in-house marketing team where this is one of their core focuses. They can create, you know, a ton of video content. They can create a ton, get a bunch of photos. They are writing for you every day.
Well, we're not Gary Vee.
But gone are the days. Yeah. I mean, he's got a team of, I think, like 30 people that can repurpose one 15-second video of him going to a garage sale 38 different ways. Like,
no kidding. But gone are the days.
It all
you
depends
saying?
On what you have
mm-hmm.
at your disposal. But for the majority of our clients, so we help elevate CEOs become thought leaders in their industry. So we use podcasting as that core medium to help launch your business. And one, bring in the brand awareness, bring in people that want to work with you, get you speaking on stages, get you, you know, all of the things that come for you, the business owner, as the lead gen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a very different strategy than, let's say, Nike. They have a lot more at their disposal. And so with like, you know, you're saying like posting with intention and, you know, I counted the thousands. And so for $6,000 to $7,000 to post every day. Yeah. If it's good stuff that's posted with intention and you're repurposing it and you have the team that's doing it, as long as it's not white noise, because gone are the days of just creating a generic Canva graphic saying happy holidays and throwing your company's logo on it. Those days are gone.
So gone.
You know, and Canva's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong. I use Canva every day. But I mean, those days are gone. You have to know. And a lot of times it is just having a picture. A lot of times it is just having text. So if you have a team that's able to create the variety of content that your audience best engages with on that specific platform, that's worth every penny. And it just comes down to consistency.
Yes, it does. You know, I harp about consistency all the time, but I think that there's something to be said about, you know, sure, I could be consistent. I can throw a lot of money behind social media. I can throw a lot of money behind somebody doing my posting and so on. But I think that the story that you're posting matters, the things that you're posting matters. And if I think you can get lost, right? I would rather have, like, I look for your posts. Okay. I look for your stories. I look for your reels and I'll watch them because I know that I'm going to get something of quality and value versus I'm not going to get a reposted, you know, quote or a reposted this, that, and the other. Like, the intentionality, I think, really, really matters, especially when you're trying to drive community. That's one of the things that I work on with summits and launches and list building and lead gen, is that building of community. And I think that you're not really building community if you're posting in a non-intentional way.
Yeah, and that's such a great point, because with community, like, and it, you were there in March for me of 2023, Jenny. It was a rough month for me.
Yeah, it was
I
rough.
Think I posted 3 times for the whole month on Instagram, and it was one of my better sales month I had in 2023.
Yeah.
You might say, okay, well, now you're telling me to not post at all here, Miss Social Media Agency Owner. And no, I, even though I wasn't posting, I wasn't creating the content, I was going in and I was engaging with my power partners. I was engaging with ideal clients and customers, and I was engaging with my followers every single day. And that is just as important as creating the content. So if you have an agency that's coming to you and saying, okay, it'll cost X amount for us to create all this content, that's great. Awesome. We have our own little media empire, but how are we going to move, make people aware that we exist? And it's by that outbound engagement. It's by having the conversations with people in the comments, being there to like their post the second that they publish it. That's what really helps drive community and is going to build out a following of your biggest brand advocates.
How much time should we be spending doing that?
So I spend 10 minutes a day per platform.
Okay.
And I'm on 3 platforms, so about 30 minutes a day. And that's also where, you know, I tell people, you don't need to be on every single platform. Just be on the ones that you have the capacity for, because that is one of the things that is going to move the needle, is you actually engaging and being on these platforms. But, and I'm not just saying go on and scroll the feed, unless that is your scroll the feed day. But, you know, like when I'm on, I hop on into, you know, hashtag Denver Business Owner. And I'm engaging with all of those most recent posts. And then on LinkedIn, I'm going over and checking out, you know, my second connections of people and seeing who could I connect with? Who could I engage with their posts? Who, you know, is an ideal client that I can just start following and seeing if where this goes. That's what moves the needle and makes you probably, you know, aware to your audience and gives you opportunities. Mm-hmm. And then I'll step off my soapbox after this, but I mean, one of the, so Joe Polizzi, his company Tilt Publishing published, The Social Shift. Mm-hmm. And he also wrote me the foreword. Joe Polizzi is the creator of Content Marketing World and coined the term content entrepreneur. He also has a twice a week newsletter called The Tilt. He's the founder of the Content Entrepreneur Expo every year. I've followed him for years. And I went up to him at a conference last October, so October of 22. And I said to him, I said, "Hi, Joe. I don't know if you know who I am. But I just wanted to say," and he's like, "I know who you are." And I was like, "Oh, you do?" And he's like, "Yeah, you're like, I hit publish on LinkedIn and there's Katie Brinkley leaving me a comment."
Nice.
And I was like, "Oh,
okay.
Well, hi. Well, I just wanted to let you know, like, it's so great to see you. I'm going to be writing a book, you know, and I know you've written a number of books. In fact, I have his most recent book right up here, you know, and, I was like, I would just love it. Maybe if, you know, any insights or guidance that you have as somebody that's just starting writing a book." And he goes, "Oh, well, once you're, you know," he's like, "I'd be happy to. And once you're done with it, you know, if I'd love to read it." And he wrote the foreword on this.
Nice.
And honestly, it wasn't, if he hadn't said he wanted to read it, I don't know if it would have been written. but it gave me the incentive to be like, "Hey, okay, here's somebody that I've looked up to.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I existed." And he said, "I'd love to read it." And then lo and behold, his company ends up publishing it for me.
Well, he followed through. Like, that's big too. Right. So that's like
people can talk the talk, but he actually walks the walk.
Oh yeah.
I say this because I'm not saying that everyone's going to go and get a published book written by somebody that they've looked up to, but people see, like, he knew who I was just because I was there commenting on his posts and showing up and entering, putting myself into his world and his mm-hmm. realm.
I love that. Now, while you're talking, I was like, I need to open up LinkedIn. I didn't, LinkedIn, but I was tempted.
LinkedIn is where it's at. So I have the big three for my socials, mm-hmm. at Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. And Instagram used to be my favorite. I think I have around, I don't know, 7,000-ish followers on Instagram. I have 1,900 on Facebook, and then I think like 4,500 on LinkedIn. So nothing, like there's a great follower counts, but like nothing to write home. Like Joe has 250,000. So it's not like I'm, you know, huge on any of these platforms. But LinkedIn is one of my favorite platforms because people are there to talk shop.
They are.
And I'm not saying like to go in and slide into people's DMs. There's really relevant conversations that are happening on LinkedIn. It's not just a bunch of, hey, use this trending audio if you want to go viral and have $100,000 months like I do. Like that's, no one's doing that. It's very authentic. Instagram's I kind of got jaded on it in 2023 of mm-hmm. like all the different things. And then there's threads and then there's reels and then you have to do stories. And it's like, golly. And it was hard for me to show up over there because I felt like I was around a very toxic energy of people just wanting quick fixes. And LinkedIn for me, I felt like people were still willing to have the conversation about the effort it takes to grow a business. And mm-hmm. yeah,
feels a so bit,
LinkedIn and Facebook were a little bit more focused for 2023 for me. And now I'm trying to get back on the Instagram bandwagon, but we'll see.
LinkedIn feels, I mean, by its very nature, it feels a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
And I mean, I always look at Facebook for updates and diatribes, like rants. That's where I would rant, yeah. is Facebook. Instagram for, you know, fun and where I post pictures of the things I bake, because I love to bake, that kind of thing. And then LinkedIn, I will have like really thoughtful discussions mm-hmm. on the posts and thoughtful conversations in the DMs. Like I don't have thoughtful conversations in Facebook DMs, definitely not in Instagram DMs. Those are just yeah. like lighthearted, you know, hey, love to have you on my podcast, blah, blah, blah. But LinkedIn, it you kind of get deep with these people, you know, and that's different, I think. And I think people are a little bit more intentional on there, which is apparently the word I keep repeating in this podcast. So maybe it's my 2024
is
word.
Is that your word for 2023?
We're in 2024, dear.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thank you. Yikes.
No problem. I got you. I don't know if it's going to be my word. I don't know. I'm not sure.
So that was my word for 2023 was intention.
Yeah.
Because I did a tangent post over on Facebook on it, but essentially it comes back to social media, but I mean, I applied this for all aspects of my business in 2023. Mm-hmm. What is the intention behind this post? What is the intention behind me going on this podcast? What is the intention behind me speaking at this event? Because I, you know, Jenny, but for your listeners, I'm pretty impulsive. And I needed that to slow myself down because I was burning the candle at both ends and I was
burning myself out. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's when March came into play. I was just burning the candle at both ends. And I think that I had to ask, what was the intention behind this post? What was the intention behind me going and speaking at this event? Like, yay, I get to like fluff up my feathers and feel really special. But at the same time, like, is this really, what am I going to get sales out of this? Like what's the goal?
Mm-hmm.
This year, my word is refine.
Ooh, I like it. That's a good one. So there's two more things I want to talk about before we wrap up. And one of them is this, and everybody goes through this, so I'm not like calling you out on it, but everybody's business goes through a dip and you have a point where you're like, do I keep doing this? Is this for me? And you went through that in 2023.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I remember like really crazy conversations where you're like, I don't know, man, I don't know if I can, you know, and you did it, you turned it around. Do you feel like sharing a little bit about that?
I think that as entrepreneurs, all of us will go through that time of like, man, this is really hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And I don't know if I can keep up with it. I'm so fortunate. My former boss, my last boss, Because now I'm my own boss, and I will say my own boss. But my last boss, Jen, she's the one that even put this whole crazy idea of being an entrepreneur in my head. But I remember sitting in her office, and I said to her, "Oh, Jen, I don't." When I found out I was being laid off from DirecTV, I was like, "Man, I just don't know what I'm going to do." And she's like, "Katie, I'd love to see it where social media is all you did, and you somehow found a way to get back into radio." And I did. I have a podcast now. I started my own business where social media, you know, that's all, like, we do strategy. That's all we do. And I love what I do. And I spoke with her. She and I got together for a drink a couple months ago. And she's like, "Man, Katie, you give me way too much credit." And I was like, "No, but if you have those people in your life that are believe in you, it makes it, hey, I can achieve this." And I said, "You know, honestly, Jen, I've never worked harder in my entire life until I started this business." And she goes, "Well, that's not what I want to hear as your former manager." And I'm like, "But no, like,
it's true though.
It is a ton of work. It's a ton of work to be an entrepreneur." And, you know, I got in. So when I started my business, I was working from the couch at night when my daughter went to bed and in between nap times. So I got in the habit of working really, really hard in short bursts. Now my daughters are 6 and 9. They're gone at school all day. However, I was still in the habit of working really, really hard when they weren't around. And so I wore it almost as a badge of honor. Like my friend Carol, she goes, "What, you're writing a book? You have a pot? Kate, how do you find time to do all these things?" She's like, "And you have kids." And I was like, "I don't know. I guess I'm just a hard worker, you know?"
Yeah. But
it was because I'd come to the office and I was working so hard. Girl, I don't know if I even told you this. There was times where I felt guilty about getting up from my desk and going to the bathroom because I
oh,
was
no,
like,
you told
I don't
me
know
this.
If I can take that I can't take that time away. It was a terrible cycle that I got myself into. And so I think that
I remember getting on a call with you and you're like, we're talking. And then you said, "Jenny, I'm really, really sorry. Can we just hold on for a second? I really got to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to say anything. And I was trying to wait." I'm like, "Why were you waiting? Go to the bathroom, please." Right. And you're like, "But I felt guilty because we had this call." I'm like, "Please, you know, go and take care of what you got to take care of. And I'll be here when you get back." Right. "It's not a big deal. Go for it." So, I mean, that was funny. So you had this low, I think everybody goes through it. I went, you know, and or we go through it multiple times. They look different every time. But then coming out of it, I think, is the really cool piece. And you came out really, really strong. You grew your agency. You ended up hiring a, what's that person's title? I guess like a manager of some sort of like an account manager, right? Mm-hmm. And then that went a bit further. And now you've added on this new piece. And it's going strong. Podcast it came out. Yeah. Podcast. Like, talk to me about why you added that piece into your business. What was the foundation of it? How's it going?
It's going great. It's really going well. I'm really finding a lot of clarity with what my offers are. And I think that that's all part, like, going through the low, it's hard, but what you come out with is clarity of what you enjoy doing, what it is that you are most passionate about, what's worth your time, what isn't. And that's where I came up and after the one of the lows, and I was like, "Man, that's, you know, everyone keeps asking me about podcast strategy. Everyone keeps asking me to come on stages and speak about podcasting. And I'm like, I don't even have an offer for this." Then I was talking with our good friend, Sean Q, and he, again, brought up podcasting with me. And I'm like, "Man, you know, I don't offer that." And he was like, "Why?" And I was like, "Well, I mean, I love podcasting and I love diving into the strategy." And he's like, "Okay, so why isn't that an offer?" And I was like, I didn't have an answer.
Don't you love the way that Sean asks questions? He just sits there and goes, "Why?"
Yes.
"Why?"
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was great because I was like, "Yeah, this, why am I not doing it? People want my advice on it. I love the medium. And now I have an offer for it." And it's been one of the, it's an easy sell. It's an easy sell for me because I've went through it. everything that we offer now, everything we're doing, are things that I learned, implemented, and grew from with my business that has scaled and grown my business. It helped me write a book. It helped me get paid speaking opportunity. Like, everything that I learned, I'm now implementing for my clients. And I know how to do it.
Yeah.
There's no questioning involved because now I've done it. I can help you. And I have a lot of confidence in what my offer is because I can walk the walk.
It's not that you've even just done it once either. It's you've done it multiple times, right? So what most people don't know about you, or maybe they do, is during the I'm working my tail off between, you know, the times where my kids are at school, is you had multiple podcasts.
I had three at one time.
Three podcasts at one point. Like, what the crap? But so you grew three.
And I was guesting.
And yeah, and stage speaking and, right? So this pullback and getting you focused, seeing you get focused, I think is phenomenal. You know me, I'm all about like own the one thing, right? That's why, although I don't call myself this, I get called the Summit Queen. I'll take it. Thank you very much for the moniker, because I've done 370 summits. So I know every iteration. I know how to make them successful. I know what works. And I know how to make it happen in every industry, right? You know how to make a podcast work. You had a sports podcast. You have your social media podcast. What was the other one about?
I had an NFT podcast, and then I forgot. I also had a mindset podcast where I was the host and I interviewed. So I mean, like it.
Yeah. All the things. So you know how to make these podcasts work, and with your social media agency, you know how to make different industries, right? Like you've had like real estate and so on and so forth. So now you have this proven sort of methodology. You prove it for yourself. You prove it for clients. It's great. And I think a lot of people should do that. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up. I know this podcast is about list building, lead generation, and launches, and all of this plays into that, right? So you have the low, then you figure out what to do next. You get more clients, you bring in more talented employees or contractors, you refocus, you get that new thing, like your, you know, the podcast thing that you're offering. What are you going to do? And this is going to wrap this episode up. What are you going to do in 2024 to assist in the launch of this podcast strategy, like offer? If you say summit, I'll be happy.
A summit would be great. I'd love to do a summit, another summit again. Maybe, you know, it is, you know, February. So knowing how long and all the things that need to happen, maybe a good September summit would be good. I feel like that's a good launch time.
Yeah.
Anyone that works with Jenny, understand that, you know, a summit is not built in a day, you know, just like anything. It's another arm of your business, and you need to have that launch time to make people aware and to do it the right way. Mm-hmm. Maybe a September summit would be great. I think that for me, the next hire that I'm bringing on is for a COO, you know, and I never thought I'd be at a position to be looking for that hire, but I'm learning so much about what my strengths are, what my needs are. And if I have a COO, I'm not going to be in the day-to-day of actually completing the client work. I can be out there doing the strategy, which is my favorite, and doing the sales, which is my second favorite. So I feel like as we are on this business journey, there's going to be peaks, there's going to be valleys. There's so many different ways to grow your business. Just don't compare your journey to someone else's. And I know that sounds very cliche, but you know, it's taken me 7 years to get to this point of my journey. Somebody else might've been on this journey, the same journey, but they're 17 years ahead of me.
Exactly.
Someone else might be just starting their journey. Yeah. And the comparison, especially on social media, it is the enemy. You can't compare your journey and where you are on your journey to anyone else's. Just enjoy the ride. I think that, just enjoy the ride.
That's a good way to end it. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Katie. This has been really fun. Where can people get the Social Shift? Where can they find and connect with you?
Yeah, so you can get the Social Shift at katiebrinkley.com/book, or you can connect with me just at katiebrinkley.com, and it has connections to all my socials that I'm on, the book, My four post planner, if you are interested in posting less, I have a whole planner that you can use to help set aside all the posts you want to do. It's all at katiebrinkley.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for doing this yet again. I'm so glad to have you back. The last episode, if you want to catch up on the last episode with Katie, go to episode number 6. This is episode 26, so just go back 20. And we'll have to have you back on probably less than 20 episodes from now, because there'll be more good stuff to talk about. The Acquire Podcast, as always, is produced and edited by Jason Wheeler. And if you found this episode to be valuable, and I hope you did, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave me a review. Let me know what you think. I really do want to hear from you. And I want to thank you for being part of my growing community. Please do share this podcast with anybody that you know that you would find it valuable. And I'd love to see you within my own Facebook group. The links to come and join that are in the show notes. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And as always, the Acquire Podcast is brought to you by the Oddphonic Podcast Network. Talk to y'all soon.